You hear a lot of news, especially over the last 2 weeks, about securing the nation's southern border. But what about security on the Vermont and New England border with Canada? Some experts believe when it comes to border security, the nation should focus more on the possibility of terrorists entering the U.S. from Canada. Lauren Madelon reports on the potential security threats along the northern border.
Customs and Border Protection pilot Gerhard Perry flies along the northern border, where Vermont, New Hampshire, and New York meet Canada. He flies an infrared camera-equipped Cessna on patrols that can last up to 4 hours. When people ask him about his work, he always has to explain it's the northern border.
When you ask the average American citizen about the border, what do you know about the border? They immediately go to the southern border. They don't even think about our border with Canada.
Before his northern deployment, Perry flew borderland missions in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, a mix of river, bramble, thicket, and border towns. So he knows both borders well and says you also have to look north.
You know, you have large population centers within 100 miles of the border. You have Toronto, you have Montreal, where these organizations may be operating. If you're going to address terrorism, the northern border is where to look.
Perry was in the air in 2014 when word came about an act of terrorism that changed Canada, and with it a review of terrorism threats in Canada and security on its border.
This is CNN Breaking News.
A Canadian soldier has died after being run down by a car driven by a suspected Islamic militant.
First, a soldier was murdered in a deliberate hit and run near Montreal. The same week, an ISIS supporter killed a soldier at Canada's War Memorial. He then entered Canada's parliament, where he was shot dead. In his cockpit, Gerhard Perry pulled in the signal from an AM radio.
As I'm flying, I'm looking over, and this occurred just a few miles from where we were. I was horrified. I was like, good grief, in Canada?
There are about 16,000 Border Patrol agents on the Mexico border. There are about 2,000 on the Canada border, which is twice as long as Mexico's. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Vermont, Christina Nolan, says she has concerns about the northern border.
One of the first things that naturally comes to mind is what we know to be certain radicalized populations in Montreal and other parts of Canada. And we know about
Nolan recently met with Canadian prosecutors.
They indicated to me they had a healthy docket of cases pending that involved homegrown radicals who were attempting to travel overseas and fight for ISIS.
In response, Canada has made preemptive arrests. In the past 3 years, at least 10 students have been arrested before leaving Montreal allegedly to join ISIS. An alleged ISIS cell was uncovered in Ottawa in 2015, and in another case, a Kuwaiti-born Canadian has pleaded guilty to plotting attacks for ISIS in New York. In November, Canada's Minister of Public Safety, Ralph Goodale, revealed the number of people who've come back from places like Afghanistan.
The number of returnees known to the Government of Canada is in the order of 60.
Canada's Intelligence Service also says it knows of 180 people with ties to Canada engaged in terrorism activity abroad, with about half believed to be in Syria or Iraq.
We overemphasize security on the southern border, and we don't emphasize enough security on the northern border.
That's security specialist Howard Campbell at the University of Texas at El Paso, across the Rio Grande from Juarez, Mexico. His book, Drug War Zone, looks at trafficking in both cities.
If Homeland Security is really concerned with security and the biggest security threat is terrorism, we should be more worried about the Canadian border than the Mexican border.
President Trump has portrayed a southern border that's under siege. He's said that drugs and undocumented migrants are, quote, pouring into the country. He's made that assertion even as the administration's latest statistics for April show that crossings on the southern border are about the same as at this time last year. In El Paso, Howard Campbell says people arrested crossing in from Mexico may be committing an illegal act, but he says they typically pose no threat of terrorism.
Because Mexican and Central American migrant workers are not a terrorist threat to the United States.
Canada's 2018 budget includes $173 million for greater security along the U.S. border. Intelligence sharing between the U.S. and Canada is robust, with a longer tradition of mutual trust than between the U.S. and Mexico. And that could mean U.S. law enforcement's presence on the northern border might continue to be dwarfed by what Washington has committed to the south. For VPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon.